Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today on Voices of Courage, we're going to be talking about wealth. We're going to be talking about how you can create multiple streams of income, even if you don't have any streams of income right now. But if you have a few, we're going to be able to help you take those streams, maybe double them, triple them, quadruple them. We're going to be talking about the principles of creating wealth and becoming a multimillionaire. So if that interests you and you want to learn from a conscious business leader who has helped tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of individuals to create more wealth and happiness and joy in their lives, this is the show for you. So pay attention, get your notes out, you know, get something to write on because you'll want to listen to this. You'll want to take notes and also be ready to go share this with your family and friends and those that you care about so that you can have more abundance in your life. All righty. I will be right back with my special guest right after this commercial break.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome to the show, Mr. Robert G. Allen. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. We've known each other for many years, and I'm very excited to be able to share this with your audience. You talked about multiple streams of income. Well, I wrote the book on that, so we'll touch on that a little bit today.
You did probably write the book on that. You and I have a story around that. Maybe we'll get to that today. But before we do, let me introduce you properly. Robert G. Allen has been teaching ordinary people how to achieve extraordinary success and financial freedom for over 30 years by using multiple streams of income. He's a serial entrepreneur, and his focus is on making you wealthy. Robert is an author and co-author of some of the most influential books of our time, including New York Times bestsellers, Creating Wealth, Nothing Down, Multiple Streams of Income, and The 1 Minute Millionaire. That's right. He co-wrote with my friend Mark Victor Hansen. And his latest title is Cash in the Flash. Robert, it's great to have you back.
Hey, thank you, Ken. It's amazing how these books, I dug them out, and they seem to change people's lives. I bump into people every day who read the book at a certain time in their life, and now they're telling me they're so much more successful. It's very honoring. It's very humbling, actually, to have that happen.
Well, you know, I'm one of those people, and, you know, you and I have a story that goes way back. You and I met on a mountaintop one day. Oh, I don't know, mountaintop, hilltop maybe is a better description. In Del Mar, California, when, you know, I was sitting in my home earlier that day, and my wife, Judy, says, hey, I'd like to get this guy, Bob Allen, on my to speak at my live event. I said, well, who's Bob Allen? He said, well, he goes by Robert Allen, but, you know, he's a best-selling author, and I think he'd be great. He lives in Del Mar. I said, okay, Judy, that'd be great. So I went out for a jog that day, and I went onto this hilltop, and this guy was in my space, and I said, you know, what are you doing in my space? And he said, what are you doing in my space up here? So this is my hilltop, and we battered with each other, bannered with each other a little bit, and then eventually I asked him his name, and he says, my name is Bob Allen. I thought, Bob Allen, Robert Allen. Oh my goodness, this is who my wife wanted me to meet. And there you are on a hilltop. Crazy.
Yeah, that's talk about synchronicity. That really, I remember that day. And there was a place I went to do my little visualizations and stuff, and it happened to be the same thing you did. Right?
Same thing. I went up there to usually meditate a little bit, get away from the world and just be able to think clearly. And here we are in the same place. And because, you know, I asked you to speak at the event, and it was a coincidence because you had just finished Multiple Streams of Income, the book that was soon to be a New York Times bestseller. And I think we were your first speaking gig for that book.
Oh, I forgot that. That's cool.
Yeah. That had happened. At least that's what you told me at the time. So, you came and spoke and then went on to great things. So that was amazing. Well, let's talk about multiple streams of income. That you've been teaching that for a few years now and really helping people. Yeah. Multiple streams of income. There it is right there on screen. Wow. I read that book and it changed my life. I had three or four streams of income, and at that time, just following that book, I think I ended up with 30 something, just following the principles. I know it was crazy. So, and I started counting everything. This is my stream of income, and then start building those streams, you know? Well, okay. So why multiple streams?
Two things. Number one, you need multiple streams because, well, COVID, you know, what happened with COVID?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of businesses lost their business. You know, I'm an international speaker. So from, you know, for the 10 years before COVID, I was traveling to China multiple times, Australia, South Africa, Russia, all over the world. And they fly me in, they pay me a speaking fee. And I would sometimes market a product of mine. I'd like to spread the message of multiple streams of income. And on the 9th of March, flying back from a very powerful speaking engagement in Tokyo with my wife, we went there and spent more time in a special resort in Japan. And on the 9th of March 2020, I came back. And on the 10th of March, the world shut down. And no more speaking, no more traveling. You know, we all went through it. So we know what that's like. My stream of international public speaking died on that day. But I had other streams of income too. This is why you need multiple streams of income, but you need a special kind of stream of income. You need residual streams of income. That means income that flows into your life without you working. For example, today, this has been 28 years ago, I wrote a program called Multiple Streams of Income. It was a Nightingale Conant program, and it was marketed through, you know, however Nightingale Conant sells their stuff, and then eventually they put it on to Audible, and I got a check. It wasn't much. I get about every quarter, I get a check like this. It was $1,300. It might seem like very little to you, but frankly, if you get a check like that out of the blue, you open up your mail and there's a $1,300 check for work that you did 28 years ago. And today on Audible, I don't do any work on that. I don't promote it at all, ever, zero. So it's just out of the blue money at me. And this is residual streams of income. You work hard once, and then it establishes a stream of income for the rest of your life. So last year, it wasn't much. It was $5,000. That's one little stream of income. And I got lots of them like that. So when I lose one stream of income, like my speaking business, hey, I got other streams of income. And I got other ways of making extra streams of income. So I was okay. But most people weren't. And they lost their jobs. So they lost their businesses. And what do? They go into debt. And they pile up the credit cards and borrow money from everybody they can. And then the business fails and they got all this debt they got to pay off and they're stuck for the next 5 years paying off the debt instead of having another stream of income that would have just paid the debt off for them. So answer to your question, Ken, is that's why.
Well, okay. So, we have people listening to the show right now. And first of all, is multiple streams of income a mindset? Do we have to shift our mind into this thinking? There's a lot of people out there, our audience, they're working for a living. They may have a 401k, they may have a bank account, they may have maybe even a little real estate. But, how do we create multiple streams of income with a mindset that's kind of an employee mindset? Maybe we shift it to something else.
No. Actually, you need the employee mindset. And 85% of the people in our country are employee minded. Therefore, they think long term. They want to make small, slow money. So, 40 years from now, they've got, their Social Security, and they got a little retirement from their 401k. It's half as much as they used to make, but they're okay. They're shifting down. They're downsizing, right? Whereas an entrepreneur thinks radically different. They want to make big, fast money. They want to do it in 5 years, not 50. And therefore, they have a different mindset. They have a different set of values. Employees are security oriented. They are safety oriented. And therefore, they're willing to give up their freedom 5 days a week to let somebody else create freedom for themselves, but them, they're basically tied down to their job. They can't leave when they want to go. But an entrepreneur is just the opposite. They want to make freedom happen as fast as possible. They want to make big, fast money. They have a mindset of multiple streaming, and they like multiple streams. Now, what stops people from multiple streaming is they think, well, I need to focus. I need to focus on one thing, and therefore I'm going to say no to everything else. I'm going to focus until I got that one stream, and then maybe I'll open up my mind to maybe another possible situation. And they'll do that for 30 or 40 years, and that's okay. That's okay. But what happens, like my speaking business, it was a 10-year business that died one day, because of some virus that we all caught. Hey, I need multiple streams of income for safety, just like an investor needs multiple stocks for safety, diversification. You need to diversify your streams of income. So my streams are totally different. I got a stream of income from internet marketing. I got a stream of income from investing in what I do. I got a stream of income from teaching people how to make money. I've got all kinds of totally different streams of income. Real estate's one stream, and it has a different system. So real estate's a system. Internet marketing is a system. Network marketing is a system. Option trading is a system. All of them have different systems, and you have to learn those systems because each one is a different way of making money. And so it seems like a lot of work to do, But, I'll only let you do three. not one, but three. One that you'll focus on maybe 80% of the time. But in your extra time of 15% of the time, you're going to do some more research. You really dig a little deeper, invest a little money in a class for something else. And then 5% of the time, you're going to go, well, I'll read some books on it. I think this is another stream of income eventually. Yeah, I think I'll do that. Because you never can tell where one stream of income can just blow up. So, for instance, for me, really,
no, I got it. Wait a second. I gotta take a break. I need to take a quick break. So let me go to break, and we'll talk about blowing up. Come on, we getting back.
There we go.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
See the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. That's what we're talking about right now with the best-selling author, Robert G. Allen. And we're talking about how to create multiple streams of income. You're talking about blowing up, Robert. What do we have to blow up to get it right?
Well, you have to have a system that works. So real estate worked for me. That was my first million. And then I'm being approached by all kinds of other ways of making money, you know, investing in a candy store that failed, investing in a clothing store that failed. I put money here, I put money there. I started trying all kinds of different alternative ways of making money. But then I decided I wanted to write a book on my success story. And that was what Nothing Down was. That was my first major best-selling book, which was Nothing Down, How to Buy Real Estate with Little or No Money Down. And I didn't realize it would really all be that all that successful, to tell you the truth. I just had a hunch. And it was my third project. It was way on the low on the totem pole because I was buying real estate. I was teaching some real estate. But the book just went nuts. You know, it came out at the exact right time when interest rates were a little higher. And they were looking for deals, and their baby boomers were just, they were just hitting the baby boom time. And it hit number one New York Times bestseller for it hit 100 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, which is very rare. And then I found that, you know, I enjoyed that more than the real estate, frankly. I enjoyed writing. It's a skill. It's a talent of mine. And the real estate wasn't all that exciting to me, to tell you the truth. I made it. I was passionate about it for a period of time, but I've often said I'd rather fix up a human being than a piece of real estate any day. Mm. And so I found that when I get a success letter, somebody read my book, they go, "Robert, I read your book. I bought my first house with nothing done. I never thought I'd be able to do that." And I read that letter and I say, this is what I really want to do. I want to create more stories like that.
Well, you know what I love about what you're saying is that you're saying, you said a couple of things that are important, right? First of all, you know, you failed several times, and that you know, that's part of this game, okay? But I'm sure you know, we could take a deep dive in everything you learned there, but I don't want to do that. But the other thing you're saying is find something that you really enjoy or love and go after it. Am I hearing that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Find something that turns you on. So then it's not work. It's play.
Yeah.
If you work at it, if it's hard to do, it's not your passion. It's not your purpose. It's not your values. You know, that's why a lot of people will choose real estate because of that. And they'll go, well, everybody's making this money in real estate. Hey, I really ought to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And so they sink their toe in the water and they take a seminar or two and they buy a property that blows up on, I mean, it fails on them. And you have a bad tenant that trashes their building and they go, I don't want to do this. You have to kind of enjoy it. You have to be, it has to be a passion of yours. And it's hard to find a passion. So I'm not saying it's easy. But for me, I read a book, it's Nickerson's book, How I Turned $1,000 into $1 million in real estate in my spare time. Great title. He used to be the granddaddy, the OG, as they call him these days. I was just one of his readers. And I never have actually finished the book. I never have read it. I just read the title. And I had $1,000, and I thought, well, how hard can it be? You know, I'll just go buy a property. And not realizing that spending $1,000 as a down payment is really very rare. And having a seller carry the financing is even more rare. I just launched in and just bought my first property and made my first amount of money, and off I went. And I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. But my book was the third project, and it blew up. And it blew up. I say it this way. Well, in my career, with my name on a product, a service, a seminar, a book, a webinar, whatever, I've had, I've marketed $1.3 billion worth of information. My publishers, for instance, I got a royalty on that. That's 15% royalty. It wasn't, they might have sold 100 million books, you know, or I mean $100 million worth of books. So I didn't get all of that money, but I got a chunk of that money. So what I'm trying to say is my information marketing is 1,000 times more profitable than my real estate investing. And why is that? Because real estate has an upside. And it's physically, geographically fixed. You know, you buy an apartment building, it's there. And it ain't never going anywhere. And as long as you own it, and it's in the right kind of neighborhood, that's good for you. But it's geographically located. So if you ever want to go anywhere else, sorry, you're stuck. And if you want to increase the revenue on it, that's hard. You know, it's 5-10%. It's hard to increase the revenue. Therefore, it's hard to increase the value. So real estate is maybe double or triple in value over a period of time. But it's fixed in its upside, but information marketing, talk about upside, $1.3 billion. It's serious upside because it's not geographically located. I have 8 billion people, of which at least 15% want to make some serious money. That means at least 1 billion people are my audience anywhere in the world. As I spoke around the world to these people, and therefore my audience is everywhere, and therefore I can go to an audience and make 50-100 grand, you know, in one speech.
I love that. And you know what you're saying here too, you know, it's like, you know, not only find your passion, but you know, and I'm flashing back because I remember you telling me these principles when I was writing my first book and marketing it. And you probably, I'm sure, don't remember this, but I do. You know, you were one of the people that was instrumental in me moving me forward into writing my first book, which was Ask and You Will Succeed, which became a best-selling book, which I got. I still get royalties from that book. So that's, you know, that was it. That was a shift. And I think, you know, there's people listening today, my audience, I know they're thinking, you know, information products is, you know, we've got so much information. Is information products still viable today? Are books still viable today? Or should we be doing something else? I don't know.
Well, let's see. How many new marriages have How many new people graduated from college today? Today.
Boom.
How many people got fired today?
Boom.
How many people realize that, you know, I hate this job. I'm going to quit this job today. Millions of people, brand new people who have never heard of me or you, Ken, and who go, you know, how can I find an answer to my problem? Well, they can go to my 30 million views on social media. They search around, they find it, they show Robert, there's all kinds of free stuff that I have there for them to watch and listen to. They don't have to pay a dime. They can learn and teach and learn. And so anyway, there will never be an end to the information business, never.
Yeah.
Now, books are, if you have a business, you need to be an author, because technically every business, although your business might be a physical product business where you're selling a physical product like a vitamin or a coat, you know, a watch, whatever your product is. But every business is an information business, because every business can be promoted with a book, and your book becomes the lead generator. That, if you understand that word, you're generating people who are looking and are interested in it, and they are not ready to be sold yet, but they are they're ready to be informed and educated, and therefore you give away your free book. I've given away multiple streams of income. I might have given away 50,000 copies of this actual physical book. I mailed it to these people. They got a physical copy in their hands free. Why? Because now I have their database, and I have the people who are said they were interested in, and a certain percentage of those people will go, Robert, thank you for the free book. Will you teach me? Like you, will your company teach me? And 90% of the people I never teach, they get a free book. But the 10%, they go, yeah, Robert, please teach me. And so that's how the free book built my company.
I love it. Okay, listen, I got to take another break. We come back. I want to continue on this line with, you know, my mind's just going crazy. I have a son-in-law that owns a carpeting company, windows and draperies and that type of thing. And I think this guy needs to go write a book. I mean, the goodwill that would spread and they get to know about him. This is what we're talking about. We'll be right back. And when we get back, I'm going to take a deeper dive also into the mindset of the millionaire and how that mindset shows up every day, but we're going to continue this conversation too. So we'll be right back. All right. For all of you, I want to thank you for joining me at the Voices of Courage. Please tell your family and friends about this show. That's how we grow. That's how we change. That's how we become the best version of ourselves. You know, one of my mentors said, you know, if you want to change the world, change yourself first. I believe that's great advice. And that if you do that, you will be able to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next time, take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today on Voices of Courage, we're going to be talking about wealth. We're going to be talking about how you can create multiple streams of income, even if you don't have any streams of income right now. But if you have a few, we're going to be able to help you take those streams, maybe double them, triple them, quadruple them. We're going to be talking about the principles of creating wealth and becoming a multimillionaire. So if that interests you and you want to learn from a conscious business leader who has helped tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of individuals to create more wealth and happiness and joy in their lives, this is the show for you. So pay attention, get your notes out, you know, get something to write on because you'll want to listen to this. You'll want to take notes and also be ready to go share this with your family and friends and those that you care about so that you can have more abundance in your life. All righty. I will be right back with my special guest right after this commercial break.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at CourageToChange.us. That's CourageToChange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at CourageToChange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown. where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We are talking with Robert G. Allen, who's the best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author of several books. Right now, we're really focusing on his one book, Multiple Streams of Income, that you can get on Amazon or wherever the major books are sold. Robert, is there anywhere else that you want to direct them today to find out a little bit more about you before we get into our conversation?
We're going to go into mindset in a minute. And this book, there are three fundamental skills you need to build if you want to succeed at anything. And you need what I call system skills. Number two, people skills. And number three, mindset skills. Of which of those three is the most important? And Ken and I will tell you right off the top, it's mindset skills are vastly more important than system skills. System skills is how do you make the money? How do you buy the real estate? What's the system? How do you make money on the stock market? How do you make money on the internet? How do you build a website? How do you drive traffic? All that stuff. That's system knowledge. And of course, this book is filled with system knowledge. It's detailed, nitty gritty technique. Do this, don't do that. That's why it's a powerful book in 10 ways of making money. But there's not a lick of mindset in this book. You know, it's just why? Well, can I be blunt? Yeah, because I didn't think people needed it. For most, many years of my career, I thought, give them the system. I just told them what you do. Go do it. What's the matter with you? And I began to realize that, no, not everybody liked me, where I knew what I wanted, and I just went and got it. And the fear wasn't going to stop me. That's just me, you know? And I teach it to other people, and then they don't do it. And I find out that fear is a big thing for people. And so going back over my career and figuring out how my mindset played into my success and teaching the four fundamental skills of mindset to my current students now, yeah, you need to teach that. So during, 20 years ago when I was doing my major seminars around the country, it was a five-day seminar. We took the first day and we did nothing about real estate, zero. It was all mindset. I said, if you really want to go out in the world and make money, you're going to have to overcome some massive fear. So we did all kinds of exercises. We broke boards. We did all kinds of crazy things to work on their mindset. And then for the next 4 days, we sent them out in the world, talk to real people to get real rejection, to make real money, because the first day was mindset. So that was an important part. So the four fundamental skills are, I'll tell you what they are. Number one is clarity. Number two is anticipation. Number three is ritual. And number four is task. Now, I'm not going to teach you a lot of that stuff today. I'm just going to give you the book. And it's a book I wrote. It's called The Four Maps of Happy, Successful People. It's digital, so I can give it to you. And it doesn't cost me any money to do it. So you get it. You can read it. You can put it in your library. And you just email me directly to me. success@robertallen.com. Send me an email and say, Robert, I want your book. And I will attach it to your email and send it right back to you. And if you'll do those four fundamental skills, you build those habits, I guarantee that everything in your life will start to change. Not only just your real estate and multiple streams, if that's what you want to pursue, but your relationships will change. Your health will change. Your income will change. Your mindset will change. You'll shift. You'll see the world in a different way. And it's a radically different book because it teaches right brain thinking. And most books are digital, and they're left brain, like making lists of things. That's left brain activity. Right brain activity is pictures, and your brain is a picture tool. It's picture oriented. Most of us are vastly visual, and therefore, I want to write a book that's visual, that well, taps into that powerful part of you that hasn't been taught at all. Most of us go through school and we're left braining it all the way through school. And we wonder why it's hard for us, you know, because most of us are visual oriented. So anyway, this book is a visual book, and that's all I'm going to say on the subject, except, you know, read it. It's my gift to you. I wish you well. I know that this will be valuable to you. You can go out on Amazon if you want. Get a copy. It's, you know, $12-13 on Amazon, and you get a hardcover for like $20. But if you'll just go to success at Robert Allen, A-L-L-E-N, that's why you see my name down there. Robert Allen, not Robert G, but RobertAllen.com. Robert Allen. So I'll send it to you. And so that's how they reach me, Ken.
That's great. That's awesome. Okay. Well, listen, mindset is a big thing. You know, we call the show Voices of Courage for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe that most people, like you said, there's a lot of people that have fears that are either overt or under the surface in the subconscious mind that's really stopping their success. And I know over the years of coaching for the last 28 years that failure leaves clues. We all know that, right? So yeah. If you're showing up in your life and you're not where you want to be, you really have to start to shift that mindset. Robert, what's the most important shift that a person can make in their mindset, would you say?
Skill number one is clarity. What do you really want? And most people don't know that. And you ask them what they want, and they'll wander off in all kinds of different directions. What you want needs to be very specific. It needs to be actually numberized. And most people haven't done that. And they'll tell me, I'll say, what do you want? And they'll say, I want to be financially free. And I'll say, what does your brain do with that? Your brain doesn't have a system for how you're going to pursue, how you're going to make it. Your brain doesn't have a number. Like, what will it generate? Financial freedom, how much really is that to you? How much would make you financially free? $10,000 a month? $20,000 a month? $3,000 a month? I don't know. Your brain, if it doesn't have a number, the brain goes, I don't really know what you want. So it's got to be numberized. And because your brain is a computer, computers need numbers. And so it's right brain and left brain. So a brain needs a left brain number, and it needs a right brain picture. So you literally create this first habit is to create an image of where you want to be. What does your dream house look like? Walk up to the front door. This is image stuff. This is all right brain stuff. Walk in the front door. What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you feel? What do you see? You walk in the door. What is it? A living room? What does it look like? You know, where's the kitchen? Follow your nose. Is the chef cooking something for you in the kitchen? What do you hear? Is it music? The ocean? The fireplace? What do you hear? You know, and most people don't do any of that. They just put a picture on their fridge of a car they like to drive. That's right brain, but the left brain, which is a very powerful part of your brain, needs to know the numbers attached to it. So you ask those seven questions. What do I want? How much do I want? When do I want it? Where do I want it? Who do I want it for? Why do I want it? And how am I going to get it? And the how is the weakest question. If your brain knows the first six answers to those first six questions, your brain will figure out the how. Your brain will see the how everywhere. It'll say, this is the way we could do it, that we could do it that way, we could do it multiple streams of income, we could do it one of those 10 ways. Your brain is a left brain number oriented machine, and now you have to follow your intuition. And as Ken was saying earlier, you have to follow your passion. Like, what do you really like to do? I don't know if we're getting ready for a break, but you know,
we're not, but go ahead. Yeah.
Four things you need to know if you really want to pursue it. If you want to make the thing you do money-wise to fit who you are so that you find a stream of income that that you feel natural with, that just is just natural. It's just your second nature. It's like, whoa, I'm good at this. And so you have four things. Number one, you need to, what is your passion? What are you passionate about? What gets you up in the morning you really enjoy? Number two, what are you good at? Some people are good at certain things. I am good at certain things, and I'm terrible at other things. And sometimes you got to make sure that you do have a talent for it, or you have to hire the people with the talent that have the good, that are good at it. You can be the big thinker, you can be the leader, but you need to have people on your team who are really, really good at what you need to get done. And the third one is values. What's really important to you? If you know, is making money really not important to you? You're probably not going to do very much about it. So either make it important to you or figure out how to align your values with the stream of income. For example, you might say, I'm going to make money. I'm going to make a lot of it. And there's this orphanage that is in Mexico. That's what I really want to give money to. So I'm going to be good at real estate so I can give all this money to this orphanage. In other words, your values are mixed with your passions and your
talents. I love it. Now I do have to take a break.
We'll get it done.
I get a break. Yeah.
Destiny. What do you really think is your destiny when you wake up in the morning? Was I born to do this or wasn't I? And when you mix those four together, you find streams of income that fit those four. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. You're on your way.
I love that. We come back. I want to know, are we fated? Are we destined for greatness? Is there a difference? And also, I want to talk a little bit more about, well, we haven't actually bridged this. Let's talk about how to have quantum breakthroughs today so we can start to create those multiple incomes tomorrow.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Kendi Foster. I'm with the best-selling author, Robert G. Allen. Robert, some people think they're fated for a certain thing in their life, right? This is the way it is. This is the way life has shown up for me. I've had many successes, many failures, but this is my path.
Yeah.
Is it true or not?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. My spiritual beliefs, we all have different ways of believing. My personal spiritual belief is that before we came here, we did exist. We knew we were coming to Earth, and we knew it would be hard. We knew we would have to take risks. We knew we would fail. We knew we would learn more in our short lifetime than we had learned previous aeons of time, and we came ready. We wanted to come. We knew it would be hard. And we built in this previous existence, and remember, this is my personal belief. It may not be anything like what you believe, but this is what I think, and you asked my opinion, so this is it. We built talents. We learned that we were good at certain things, that some people were really good at numbers, and some people were really, really good at people, and some people really good at charity and heart, and some people really good at mechanical things. Could tell I'm not good at mechanical things. Some people had these just talents. They just were good at it. And then they show up here on the planet. And now part of it's DNA, because we have, you know, people who are our ancestors who had these talents too. So we show up with these gifts. And therefore, that's why I think we are destined to use these gifts to build. For example, right now, I'm teaching you. Now, some of you resonate with what I'm saying, and they go, yeah, that makes sense. Others of you go, I don't like the way he says it. You know, he just doesn't resonate with me, you know? And you know what I'm going to say to that? Then don't watch me. That I'm not sent to talk to you. You're not my audience. Goodbye. Well, stay around for Ken. You're in his audience.
They might be my audience. Okay.
His audience. Goodbye. I'm not here for you. But for the ones I am here for, I say it in a way that is just for them. It's like, whoa, I'd never heard it said that way before. Robert, wow, you're my guy. Well, were we destined to meet each other? Was this part of, I don't know if it's a plan or we just went out in the world and we kind of bumped into each other. Was there any destiny? I call it synchro destiny. Where you are synchronizing yourself. I think Ken and I lived synchro destiny. We met on a little hilltop as we were both out exercising. That is exactly why Ken and I are talking to you right now. And therefore, because of that synchro destiny, you're here because you're following Ken and I show up. Now, you still may not like what I say, but the reason some of you will, and you'll go, yeah, I like that Robert Allen guy. He says it in a certain way, and he's got this way of saying it. And now, do I practice saying it the way I say it? No. It's a no-brainer for me. I don't think about it. It just comes out. It's just That's just what I do. It's my talent.
I want to interject something here, Robert. I want to say this too for my audience. If you're that person that's going, this doesn't resonate with me, that usually is exactly where you need to look at the resistance and see what's going on inside of you. You know, sometimes that resistance is exactly what's keeping you stuck where you are.
Yeah.
So just interject that a little bit here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an intuitive thing. Ken, back into spiritual conversation, I used to be so afraid of selling, and I'd get in front of an audience, and I teach like I'm good at, but I'm horrible at selling. So as soon as I get to the end of my presentation, I'd all get all tight, you know, and I'd say, "You wouldn't want to buy my product, would you?" And nobody would. And it was a horrible experience. And then I had to figure out how to solve that problem. I refused to teach to learn how to sell. I hated it. I rejected all kinds of people trying to teach me. And finally, somebody gave me a book called Influence by Cialdini. Hmm. And he said, there are six principles, and you don't need to be good at yourself. The principles are powerful. You can suck. But if you use these principles, oh, baby, you can persuade. And that's what happened to me. And so if it doesn't resonate with you, eventually, as selling didn't resonate with me, eventually there is an answer out there that fits who you are and fits your values, who you are, until you finally can come a solution that solves your life. Selling now is not hard for me because I don't sell.
Yeah. I'm a big reader, and I'm glad you mentioned Robert Cialdini, as the book is Influence. That was one that impacted me too. But you know, we're not talking about Cialdini. It was a great book. We're talking about resistance and how to look at your own resistance and realize that that's probably where you need to grow. Probably where you need to have that quantum breakthrough. One of the areas that I wanted to discuss with you, oh my goodness, we are out of time. I'm not going to be able to get there with you. Darn it. This just went like that. Yeah, it went like that today. Well, next time we have you on, we'll talk about quantum breakthroughs. But I got a minute left. Final thoughts, Robert.
Back to clarity. It's probably the most important. If you got to know what you want, you got to visualize it, and you have to numberize it. And most people don't do either. And some people only do one and not the other. You got to do them both. Neville said it this way. He said, "I don't set goals. I don't think of your goals. Think from your goals." Which means go out where you've accomplished them and look back to today and reverse engineer it. Don't think of your goals. Think from your goals, which means you got to go there. You got to feel it. You got to experience it. You got to smell it, taste it, touch it, experience it in all five senses as if you've already achieved it. And then reverse engineer it, which is the book I'm going to give you called Four Maps of Happy, Successful People. Skill number four is task. That's how you reverse engineer it. Okay?
I love it.
So success at Robert Allen. You want to copy that?
Let's say that again. Success at
robertallen.com.
Thank you. Robert Allen, my friend, thank you so much for being here. And until next time we meet again, I hope you have a blessed journey. Take care. For all of you, I want to thank you for joining me at the Voices of Courage. Please tell your family and friends about this show. That's how we grow. That's how we change. That's how we become the best version of ourselves. You know, one of my mentors said, you know, if you want to change the world, change yourself first. I believe that's great advice. And that if you do that, you will be able to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next time, take care.